I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. I can hardly wait each week to find out what Tom Lydon is going to name as the ETF of the week. And part of that is because it's not just, hey, here's something you should buy right now, or here's something that's hot. It's usually more, take a look at where this fits in with your portfolio. Try to figure out the right way. And there's different lessons almost every week here as we talk to Tom. Tom, of course, is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. And if you like what you hear on the show and you want more information, ETFTrends.com, on Twitter, at ETF Trends. And of course, you can follow Tom directly on Twitter, where he is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing well. Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P Biotech ETF, ticker symbol XBI.
XBI. Okay. Now, that is an interesting pick right now because it puts you into a very specific niche. So why this ETF now?
Well, we haven't talked about sectors in a while. And the biotech sector, albeit the market in general has done great this year. It's had a couple of hiccups along the way, but for the past couple of years, biotech has been on fire. A lot of people are taking notice. They're looking at big companies like Amgen and Gilead and all these pharmaceutical firms. We're also taking into account Obama's Affordable Care Act that's starting to kick in, so that's going to play a big role, and the fact that our population is aging. So there's going to be a rise in chronic diseases and the care that's going to be needed for that. So a lot of pressure on biotech firms to produce more drugs and better care and hopefully cures. But with that, where do you go? This biotech ETF is not just buying big companies. It's an equal weight biotech ETF. So S&P, along with the folks at State Street, have put together a nice cross-section of not just large cap stocks and giant cap stocks, but 36% of the stocks in this portfolio are small cap and 23% are micro cap. So this long-winded response, Chuck, eventually gets to the fact that there are a lot of small biotech companies that are publicly traded that might be the next Amgen out there. And here you have an opportunity in the fact that it's a well-balanced, tax-efficient, index-based ETF that gives you better chance, maybe over the long term, to participate in this growth in a sector that we know we're going to depend on for a long period of time.
You mentioned an Amgen or what have you. If somebody out there has a basic vanilla core growth bent to any piece of their portfolio, they already own some of that. As you are looking at it, how does somebody, whether it's this ETF or any, sort of decide how much they want to tilt towards a sector? Because here we are talking about biotech, but we could be talking almost any business or industry and have an ETF for it. So how does somebody construct a portfolio given this tilt and do it right without just getting overlap and silliness?
Well, you're right, and I think your point is well taken. I mean, I'm in the ETF business, and I don't have time to understand all the ins and outs of the underlying constituents of every index and every ETF. But I think in general what the idea behind this is by equal weighting alone, what you're doing is not placing big bets on one or two stocks or one or two companies, but in turn, an equal amount of representation through a wide variety of stocks that happen to be in a certain industry group, right? So then, if you happen to hit a couple of them that go very, very well, you benefit from that. If a couple end up going bankrupt, well, that affects you as well too, but you don't have a big overweight in that area. So I think as we talk about indexing, and ETFs are based on indexing, the cap weighted versus fundamental weighted versus equal weight story is going to come up more and more, because whether it's a broad-based index or a certain sector, it's going to mean something over time to performance.
How do we tell somebody to play the emerging trend in biotech? Here you are recommending this fund, and again, it is ticker symbol XBI, the Standard & Poor's S&P Biotech ETF. But how do we tell somebody to play it? You're going to put what percentage of your growth portfolio into this ETF, and you're going to hold it until what happens?
Yeah. So, you know, again, this has doubled in the last 5 years. I would say that it's going to be more volatile than the general market. This is one of those ETFs that maybe you might put 5% of your overall equity position, but also look at it based on the 200-day moving average. If it were to happen to go below the 200-day average, use that as a sell point.
And if you were to sell at that point, what would you be looking to get into? That's the other side that people need to understand. I mean, you wouldn't be going to cash. That's not normally your take on things. So if we get to where this falls below the 200-day moving average, what do you look for to do when you sell?
Well, you know, it really would depend at the time, Chuck, because if we're seeing a general sell-off in the market, I really believe as far as following certain sectors in certain areas that may be selling off, sometimes cash, even though it's paying nothing, might be the best thing to do at that period of time. I mean, listen, it doesn't feel like it, but since the sell-off at the end of 2009, we've had a pretty good run-up in the market here. So it doesn't feel it for the average investor, but at one point in time, we're going to have to be defensive again.
Well, let's hope we don't get to it for a long time, especially for those folks who decide that they want to follow up on your ETF of the week, the SPDR S&P Biotech ETF, ticker symbol XBI, 5% of the growth portfolio until it falls beneath the 200-day moving average. That's the bottom line advice here from Tom Lydon. Tom is president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. It's ETF Trends on Twitter, ETFTrends.com on the net, and of course, you can follow Tom at Tom Lydon. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the September 5th edition of Money Life. Up next, we'll be talking with Terry Jones from Investors Business Daily, and later, David Snowball from the Mutual Fund Observer. This is Money Life.